I mean, a difference maybe between the Hong Kong Film Awards and something like the Oscars is kind of what I've just mentioned, what you were saying about different genres being recognised. So Stephen Chow won 2002 for Shaolin Soccer. I think he got Best Actor.
Sorry.
Now, right, the one that springs to my mind, you know the film The Mask with Jim Carrey?
Yeah.
See, now I really like that film. I thought it was really funny and enjoyable. And Jim Carrey is awesome in that role. Right, can you imagine another actor pulling off the role as well as he did?
No,
Because
not really.
I can't imagine anyone doing that. It was a completely kind of virtuoso type performance that just, without him, the film was pretty much nothing. But he carried the whole thing. But he's not ever going to get any kind of sniff of an award for that. Because it's kind of, seen as lowbrow comedy and not worthy enough. Whereas I'm not saying, Shaolin Soccer is lowbrow, but it kind of is sometimes. And it's like, a fun, kind of silly, goofy action comedy. But it's not looked down upon, obviously, at the Hong Kong Film Awards, because Stephen Chow can still roll away with some silverware. Which seems right to me.
And it's not due to, even though the production rate is lower, it's not due to them running out of movies and actors to nominate either. So it's a genuinely, an open thing for them to, welcome any movie that had something to offer. Light, light, dark, grey, black, whatever. Anything else you would like to add, Stu?
No, I'll just say I agree with everyone. I think that seems like a good answer. Well, to cover my own ass for now.
By the way, the only sort of evidence of what we were just talking about, a light movie like The Mask, ever having a shot at the Oscars is, I guess, the best animated category. You know, because the best animated movies in at the Oscars is not, they're not Holocaust movies, you know.
Well, yeah, clearly. But that's only because they're framed in a small category. It's animated movies, so there's only a certain amount of animated feature films they can pick from. They've got theatrical releases in the time frame, and then there's only a small amount that are actually any good.
And the best Oscar goes to Pixar for the 15th year in a row.
Well, did you see any of the Oscars?
No.
Jack Black was introducing the animated award, and him and Jennifer Aniston were doing some really stilted wooden dialogue with each other. But he said, she said something about, does it pay? He says, oh, it pays much better to do animated films than it does live action. And she was like, oh, why? And he said, well, I get paid, and then we come to the Oscars, and we get, nominated, and then I just bet all my money on Pixar winning. And obviously, then straight afterwards, Pixar walk off with the award.
I remember now, a few years ago, I was watching an interview with Dennis Leary where he was complaining about the length of the Oscars and sort of why do we have to put up with these like the best makeup categories and like the geeks come up on stage and like cry for 10 minutes about them winning. What they should do is equip the people in the front row with blow darts and blow guns or blow darts or whatever, and with tranquilizer in them. And whenever someone, goes out, goes over time, just shoot the dart straight into the neck. And someone comes on stage and pull them out. You know, to avoid the show being too long. And what would happen is that everyone would be afraid of going on stage. They'll just take the Oscar and thank you, good night. And also
Brilliant.
open bar was his suggestion, because that was the year Julia Roberts won for Ekon Brockovich. So he would like to see her stumble up on stage. That's about fucking time, bitches. Like Russell Crowe. Ah! But that one never
would make
happened.
it more entertaining.